Right, Ajax, would you like to identify yourself, please?
My name is Ajax Barros de Mello, and I am the Director General of Brazilian Space Agency.
Good evening, Ajax. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening.
Now, we here in Australia don't hear a great deal about Brazil's activities in space, but you do in fact have a quite a long and active space program. How did it begin?
Now, we start the activity in space back in the 60s when we built the first station that we call Minitrack, with a small station to track the first American satellite. And then we created two institutes, was the Institute of National Research in Space and the Institute of Aeronautics, that deal with development of sounding rockets. And the INPE, the National Institute of Space Research, deal with satellites until now.
And at first, of course, you used data from, say, probably American satellites.
Yes, we start in the 60s. As soon as we have satellites for data collection or satellites for remote sensing, we start to use those satellites to know better our country.
And of course, Brazil being such a vast country, space data would be very useful, especially in the unexplored areas.
Oh, yes, we use, now we have a school that we give courses for all South America, and we, in my point of view, we are very advanced in treating equatorial research in terms of remote sensing, mainly in the equatorial areas like Amazon and forestry, fire. We are quite good in this subject. And then we are looking for more advanced research using radar now.
Of course, we've heard a lot about the cutting down of the Brazilian rainforest and a lot of the fires that are there. Are a lot of these fires natural, or are they mostly man-made ones?
Oh, it's a little bit... There are some stories on that, but normally the farmers, they used to burn some areas. But in the Amazon, it's so large that the destruction by fire, I think it's not a very, it's a very true. But the cutting of wood, hardwood, I think it's more dangerous. But now we have a lot of control on that, and control on the fires too, by satellite, and doing inventory every year what kind of area is being devastated or not. And in the last 10 years, we stopped we cut down the ratio of advance of the farmers in the Amazon. But Amazon is, I think the Amazon is this, almost the size of Australia, only the rainforest.
And of course then the satellites would help make sure that the law is kept.
Much, much. We use several satellites from Spot to American satellites, and wherever we have a new technique that can be used to monitoring the forest, humid forest, we start to do some work with this type of satellites.
And of course Brazil would be very much interested in not just using overseas satellites, so you've now begun to develop your own satellites for monitoring your country.
Oh yes, we have a program that we develop data collection satellite. We launched the first one in 95. We are going to launch the second one now in October. And we, at the same time, we are developing a launcher that is able to put in orbit 250 kilos in orbit over 1,000 kilometers. And we flew the first one last October of last year. and we got a failure in the one of the engines. Then we are going to launch the second one in March from our launch site. It is in north of Brazil, very, very, very close to the equator, that we call Alcantara launch site.
And what sort of data did these satellites, the data collection satellite, what information did it give you?
It gave in reality, this satellite is a relay. We can put wherever instrumentation that you have in ground station, then a relay to satellite, that the satellite relay for one station in the center of South America, in Cuiabá, then we can count with lots of information around Brazil, mainly in the start of the large basins, the basin of Prata and the basin of Amazon, to know the regime of flooding or the regime of drought.
So it gives you whether it's wet and dry in the particular area, and also perch temperatures?
Yeah, we have, as long as we have Amazon region with a very, very humid and hot spot, we have in the northeast of Brazil one area, this is a very, very dry. It's not exactly a desert, but it's a very dry, and we have a lack of rain, sometimes 6-7 months, sometimes 1 year, and we have some problem in this region.
For over 10 years now, you've been developing a project with China. How's that going?
The project with China is going well. We discuss the construction of 4 satellites. One of those, the first one, should fly in next March. It's already made. We're going to fly from China, from a Long March rocket. And we are going to build more 3.
And what will they do?
This will be Earth resource satellite. We will fly in low orbit. And it's quite a very good discrimination in terms photos. It will be very good in terms of to study this kind of problem like the Amazon region.
Now, of course, eventually a country will need to develop its own access to space, its own means of putting satellites up. And you've taken steps towards that. They began with sounding rockets, didn't they?
Yes, we begin with sounding rockets. We develop all solid rockets by our own. And we did this because we found that we will be a very good niche of market to have a launcher with 220 kilos at 1,000 kilometers. Then we are just making a very large effort to become this launcher that was experimental in a commercial launcher.
And your first flight of the VLS, was it?
The VLS.
The VLS. It was an unfortunate failure.
Yes, it's not exactly a complete failure because the control system are operating very, very well. What we have was no starting of one of the engines. Because we have 4 engines in a configuration strap on, and one of the 4 engines that the first stage didn't start. Then we have 20 seconds of flight controlled. Then we destroy it. But until now, we are studying mainly the pyrotechnics, because it was a failure of the pyrotechnic system. Then it's going to fly in March, I guess.
So March. And what payload will you fly on that?
Will be a third satellite of data collection. Will be the same type of same family of satellite to collect data, and then we are gonna have 2 satellites operating in Brazil in different times, because each satellite rounds around the globe in 90 minutes. Then we have twice. And in 45 minutes, we have an updating of the information.
Is there much public debate in Brazil about whether they should have a space program?
Oh, yes. Everybody knows that and we have a good propaganda, but you know, the results of the space activity is not so immediate that sometimes we have a lack of financing from the government. But now they are understanding that it's very important, and we are having a better situation in terms of budget.
So you'd say the same message to the Australian people, because we haven't exactly got a thriving space program at the moment.
Oh yeah. Yes, but I think that Australia needs also a good space program, because the country is large, and Australia needs his own capability to put in orbit things like Brazil.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Thank you.